The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DePaul University. With more than 195,000 alumni around the world, DePaul graduates are a force in the workforce. Learn more at herewedo.depaul.edu.
Can we get to the song of the night?
Yeah.
You want to do it? Should we do it? Or you want to
or do you want to do it later?
Ghostbusting?
No, I just, look, I mean, if you think we've got enough time, yeah, let's do it. I want to rock!
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for it.
And I know he says he listens. So.
I know. I just don't. Who said he wasn't an all-star?
Because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
We got news today that a band is breaking up. Daft Punk. This song, we go back to 2001. Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Should we let them know?
Go ahead.
You and I
are
Daft Punk.
Yeah, we're Daft Punk.
We are Daft Punk.
Oh, my God.
We've
finally
taken the robot there heads off. We are Daft Punk, ladies and gentlemen. All your wondering can now stop. Chris and I are Daft Punk. No, see, here was the conversation today. Chris comes in, he says, Adam, what should we do for Song of the Night? I go, Daft Punk. He goes, why? And I said, are you on the internet? He goes, not music internet. And I go, that's fine, you're working on the show. He's got
that's what I said.
10 pages of notes.
Not music internet.
Completely understand. That's fine. I understand that. It was like the first thing I saw this morning, I shed a little tear. Because I love Daft Punk. 2007, Lollapalooza. Oh, the pyramid. It was amazing. So I said, let's play Daft Punk. And he goes, oh, yeah, all right, Get Lucky. And I go, I swear to God, if you play Get Lucky, I will pull a baseball manager move and I will do this segment, but it will be under protest. It will be under an old-timey protest, and I will not have it. Because that's, to me, that's like saying, hey, Outkast broke up. Let's play Hey Ya tonight. That's what he wanted to do.
Hold
on. I said no.
It was just the first song that I suggested.
No, that's fair. It is their most popular song.
Yeah.
I can't believe it came out 7 years ago.
I know.
But if you, obviously we didn't play the live version here, but Alive 2007 is, I know it's not one of their albums, it's a live album, but that thing goes cover to cover. Great album. One of the best bands live. I know they're not a band, they're DJs, but whatever. They put on a great show. It's awesome. You can watch the whole Lollapalooza performance online. But pioneers of this kind of music, they've been around forever, it seems like. They didn't put out music for like 20 years, and then they put out Get Lucky, and it's like, okay, they're just back.
Didn't they just release a song with The Weeknd?
Daft Punk?
Yeah, recently.
They did the Tron soundtrack.
Or am I talking about Calvin Harris?
You're talking about Calvin Harris, I think. Yeah. They did the Tron soundtrack, and then like...
They haven't done anything.
They haven't done anything since Random Access Memories from 2013.
Which is a great album.
Yeah, it's a great album. Just Get Lucky sucks.
Well, and, yeah.
So much.
You remember that summer. It was that song in the... what was the other hot song from that summer?
It was the Robin Thicke one,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Is that Robin Thicke?
Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
See, and like, I feel like Get Lucky was the better option of the two evils there because Blurred Lines was an awful song.
Yeah. But they do all this stuff, like listening to them live is so good. And then this became that awesome sample that Kanye used, and they've been used in a ton of music. But it's crazy that, I mean, obviously everybody knows who they are, but I always love the bands that have like the gimmick.
Oh yeah,
like the you're not gonna know who we are. We're two rich Parisians, and you're never gonna find out who we are, so we can go out in public forever.
I like that. If only we would have thought of something like that.
Can you imagine doing a show in masks,
big helmets? Welcome back for our serious takes.
You know who we are.
Got these Zach Levine stats.
We're in the scream mask to do a show in.
All right, there's your song of the night.
I wanna rock! Yo, Lynn.
I'm just going to give you this number because I know the Bulls game is going to start soon. The Bulls this season against the top four teams in each conference, they're 1-7. The Bulls against playoff teams are 4-10. Let's get to the song of the night. It's Led Zeppelin, The Houses of the Holy. 1975.
46 years ago, released today. Let me take you to the movie. Can I take you to the show? Let me be your song is on Physical Graffiti, which I mentioned came out 46 years ago today. It did not make the album Houses of the Holy because it sounded too much like other songs on that album, so they left it off. And since Physical Graffiti was a double album, they're like, we'll just throw it on that.
Throw it on the backside.
Throw it on the... Well, it's on the backside of the first side. It's not on the backside of the backside.
Well,
it's the
backside of the first side. On the other side. Just throw it over there.
But Physical Graffiti is an album where you got... I mean, everybody says 4 is the best because it's got, like, the most popular songs on it. But this one has the most range of Led Zeppelin. You get hard rock in Led Zeppelin. You get jazzy Led Zeppelin. You get bluesy Led Zeppelin. You get the weird, some of the weird Lord of the Rings Led Zeppelin.
I love the weird
Zeppelin. Lord of the Rings Led Zeppelin. And
let's go this to Mordor.
It's a double album. A lot of people don't like double albums, but this one platinum 16 times. I mean, it's one of the better double albums that are out there. It's very hard to make a good double album, and this is one of the better ones ever made, easily.
Yeah, I know that's a good point. I'm trying to think of other double albums that come to mind. Smashing Pumpkins had a great one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you going to count Outkast's double album?
No.
They're two separate artists basically doing their thing, but it was a great double album.
And, I mean, technically you had to buy the CD that was like thicker and it didn't fit. Like if you had one of like a CD tower, it didn't fit in your CD tower because it was two CDs put together. You're like, what the hell, man?
The speaker box and the Love Below.
Could you imagine an artist today doing a double album? They release six songs.
Oh, dude, I get mad when an album is over like 45 minutes. Like,
What
are you doing?
There's an artist that has been there's a double album that's out there that's like number one on the charts. So,
what?
The Morgan Wallen album is a double album.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Get him out of here.
Off.
I thought you were going to say Taylor because
no, but I'm saying
two
like
albums,
Taylor did too. Like
yeah,
they
she did
they
two
both
albums.
Have
released, like, double
dropping
30
albums.
Songs.
Yeah. Well, now the thing to do is to put out the extended album or like the bonus stuff. Like you put out the album and then like a year later, you're like, here's the bonus content. It's like,
what are you holding it back for?
Well, because they don't want to make a full, because they leave the crap off.
How
that's
about
the
this?
Point.
You're an artist. Make more. That's what you do.
I feel bad we're talking over a lot of this.
All right.
But this song was literally an extra. This is one of their extras. They were like, it sounds too much like Dancing Days. We can't put it on there.
It sounds a lot like Dancing Days.
That's why they didn't put it on. Even though it was the same name of the album, House of the Holy. How about that? Take that.
I've learned something.
You have.
It's our song of the night, every night at 6:50 right here on Black and Abdallah. Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy. I wanna
rock! Yo, live.
Did you see this news story today that Post Malone is performing at a 25th anniversary Pokemon live virtual concert? Did you see this story?
Mm-hmm.
And did you see that the song he's going to perform during the Pokemon anniversary virtual concert this Saturday is Hootie and the Blowfish, I Only Want to Be With You? So we're going to take a sample of Post Malone making a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's song from 1995, and then we'll listen to Hootie and the Blowfish. How's that sound? All right. Here's the cover. Here's Post Malone, his Pokemon version of Only Want to Be With You. Are you a Post Malone guy?
I really do like Post Malone, and I'll tell you why in a second. Was that a vocoder?
They said it's supposed to sound like the original Pokemon video game.
It's you and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy, and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, cause the cowboys make me cry.
So you changed the Dolphins to the Cowboys?
Yeah.
You guys want more Post Malone, or you want Hootie?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, I like the Hootie
Tyler,
version.
Yeah, give me more.
It's good.
Post Malone.
Okay, here's the thing.
It's good.
I love Posty.
Let's get to the Hootie version, by the way. And go ahead. You can talk about Post Malone.
I love Posty. He's actually a very good musician. So he does a couple covers, if you can find them on the internet, of Nirvana songs, and they're actually really good. He's really talented. His rap stuff, his singing stuff when he raps, might not be for you. I'm letting Darius breathe. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy, and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, cause the dolphins make me cry. Well, there's nothing I can do. I've been looking for a girl like you. But I understand why some people don't like him. They just don't like his persona. I think he's really good. I've seen him live before. He puts on a really good live show.
What's not the like of his persona? Because he has tats?
Well, no, because they don't like the whole, like, singing about drugs and all that kind of stuff.
Who doesn't
like,
sing about drugs?
No, I understand that. I'm just saying.
You don't like the Beatles?
They had songs
about drugs?
Some people lump him into mumble rap.
Oh.
And they just paint with a broad brush and go, all mumble rap is awful. It's trash. Which is fine. That's what you want to do, whatever. I'm done fighting with mumble rap people.
Is that a big problem in your day?
Oh, when,
fighting with mumble rap people?
No. I support mumble rap people. It's whenever I hate on J. Cole, the mumble rap, the anti, they're like, you just like mumble rap. I'm like, okay, I don't, shut up. But there's nothing more 90s about this song or this video. Nothing. This is the most 90s I think you could get.
Yes,
like
it is.
This and maybe Blues Traveler. You could throw on a harmonica and Blues Traveler, but this song, this video, like, I just feel the flannel. It just feels like flannel.
Came out in 1995. Cracked Rear View. That was such a good album.
Oh, yeah.
By Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's a cover-to-cover hit machine. What's crazy is Only Wanna Be With You only made it to the U.S. mainstream top 40. It got to number one, but mainstream rock, 20, or 2. U.S. alternative airplay, only 20 seconds. The song was everywhere. How was it only 20 seconds?
It really was. You were surprised that at how many number one hits they had off of this album.
It's 5, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Let Her Cry?
Yeah.
Time?
Yeah.
Which you wanted to argue with me earlier today that Time was a number one hit?
It was their fourth single off this album. So the order goes Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry, Only Wanna Be With You, Time, and then Drowning. Those were the 5 singles.
All home runs.
Yeah. Hootie. I love Darius.
Darius Rucker's
Listen,
fantastic.
Give me a wagon wheel. Throw Darius on it. I'm not saying it's better than the original, but I'll listen to it more than I'll listen to the original.
Nothing like being in a bar in Tuscaloosa hearing wagon wheel play.
Man. Oh, man.
That seems fitting. That seems like a great time right there.
And every person in the bar singing along.
Knows every word.
Wagon wheel, yes.
Man.
All right, there you go. Only Wanna Be With You, our song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lynn.
I want to hear the video game part of the Post Malone song again here at the start. Can you hear the little video game noises?
Is he going to do other covers?
Little
or is it
Pokemon
be out there?
Noises? Well, he's made other covers before.
Yeah, I know.
But listen, little Pokemon noises.
Is that what happens when you get a Pokemon?
I don't know. I've never played Pokemon.
Is that what happens
Pokemon
when you catch?
When you play the video game
when
25
all,
years
yeah.
ago? Yeah,
is
that what you do?
When it came out, when the app came out, I downloaded it, and then I opened it up. And
you walked
one.
Around?
No.
You know, people
no.
are still doing that.
No, I didn't walk around. I opened it up. I found one. I go, this is dumb. I deleted the app.
I wanna rock!
Yo, later.
Each night at 6:50 here on Black and Abdallah, we bring you the song of the night. Tonight, Blink 182. All the small things.
I love this song.
1999.
It's not my favorite Blink 182 song, but for some reason I had it in my head. Damn, it's my favorite song by them probably.
All the small things,
But this is the one with the video where they're all dressed up and they're making fun of all the boy bands.
Yeah. Most notably Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Because they're in the airplane hangar.
And listen, I like Tom, but I think Matt Skiba's a better singer.
Wow.
But Tom has the perfect punk voice. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home. Carry me home. Everything has extra vowels on it. And like, I've been seeing Liquid 82 since their Dude Ranch days, like in concert. They're such a good live band. Such a good live band.
You know, you mentioned the video. And it was Blink 182 came into the height of their popularity right at a time when boy bands, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys were dominating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, but Blink 182 over here is just as popular. So
yeah.
Like they were spoofing on those acts, but they were also getting the same airplay on TRL and MTV.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time.
We're getting well actuated again.
What?
Actually, I'm getting well actuated.
For what?
Because I said punk voice and not pop punk voice. Grow up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry it's not the Sex Pistols or the Exploited. I'm sorry the Blink-182 didn't play at CBGB's. Shut up.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
What a great way to end the week. Getting
seriously.
Well actuated on one of your favorite bands.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. They play power chords fast and they sing about breakups. It's punk. Shut
here,
up.
Give it to Travis Barker here. The night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial.
We'll do no effects next time.
There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah,
we'll make sure I break out the rancid for everybody.
Turn up the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Larry.
Go get some sleep.
I'm going to take a nap.